BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The president of the Spanish Football Federation, Luis Rubiales, has resigned. Mr. Rubiales had until now refused to quit after he forcibly kissed one of the players in Spain's victorious Women's World Cup team in August. He said he could not continue his work. Mr. Rubiales has insisted the kiss he gave forward Jenny Hermoso was consensual. Sergio Forcada has more.
It was not expected. In fact, just a couple of weeks ago, he was very defiant in a press conference, saying several times, "I will not resign, I will not resign." But there was mounting pressure on him. In fact, today he's admitted that he couldn't continue leading the Spanish Football Association and that he doesn't want this whole incident to harm the Spanish football. But he's leaving fighting at the same time, because he said that he's been really proud of his work in the past few years, and he talks about this proportionate campaign against him.
Rescuers have stepped up their efforts to find survivors of Friday's earthquake in Morocco, which has killed more than 2,100 people. The Moroccan government says it has accepted aid from four countries, Britain, Spain, Qatar and the UAE, but would accept more as needs developed. Nick Beek is in the remote village of Amsmiz in the Atlas Mountains.
Sniffer dogs have been brought in. They belong to Spanish firefighters who are the first international rescue teams to arrive here. I'm talking in a really quiet voice because in a different part of this devastated village, they're listening out to see if there are any signs of life, but hope is fading extremely quickly. People we've spoken to here are saying they aren't getting the help they need from the Moroccan government. They want food and water. People are sleeping out in the open. And this is something that you see right across this vast mountainous region.
The presidents of Chile and Mexico have made a joint appeal for the strengthening of democracy in Latin America as they marked the 50th anniversary of the military coup led by General Pinochet. President Boric said Chile recognised the support of Mexico in accepting more than 3,000 Chileans following the ousting of Salvador Allende. Andrés Manuel López Obrador was scathing about General Pinochet's takeover.
La traición de Augusto Pinochet.
Augusto Pinochet's treason was abominable. It is a stain that cannot be erased even with all the water in the oceans. President Allende left us many lessons of humanism, dignity and democracy.
In tennis, the world number one Novak Djokovic has won a career-defining victory at the US Open. He beat Russia's Daniil Medvedev in straight sets after a nail-biting tie-break in the second. It means Djokovic has won a record equaling 24 Grand Slam single titles. BBC News. In northern Mali, a coalition of armed groups that was part of a peace agreement has said it's getting ready to defend against attacks by the army. The Permanent Strategic Framework for Peace, Security and Development urged civilians to move away from military facilities. One of the rebel groups said it shot down a Malian military aircraft on Saturday. Four young people have been killed when a commuter train hit them as they tried to cross a railway line in northeastern Spain. The state rail operator said the accident, just north of Barcelona, happened when a group of seven people had crossed at an unauthorised point on the tracks. Police said the victims had been planning to attend a techno festival taking place nearby. The other three are being treated for their injuries. Ecuador has announced a plan to reintroduce 12 native bird and tortoise species to one of the Galapagos Islands. The project will begin with the first measures to eradicate rats and wild cats, which have created an ecological imbalance on Floriana. Experts will then reintroduce animals from the native species that have become extinct on the island. The British Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, is considering a ban on American bully XL dogs after a spate of attacks involving the breed. Warren Bull reports.
There have been increasing calls in the UK for a ban on American bully XL dogs since a 10-year-old boy was killed by one in 2021. A vicious attack on an 11-year-old girl in Wales at the weekend, footage of which was posted on social media, has prompted an intervention by a government minister. Suella Braverman, the British Home Secretary, said bully XL dogs were a clear and lethal danger to Britain's communities and a particular danger to children. Currently, the breed is not subject to any legal restrictions in the UK. A ban could make it illegal to own or sell the breed in Britain.
BBC News.